interested in, you know, in this neighborhood at this time. And if we all opened up Explore right now, we'd probably all get different results because we all check in at different places, right? That's the way this stuff should work. Like, you know, if we all search for, you know, for a restaurant right now, we shouldn't all get the same results. Like, that's a bad idea. Like, everyone, you know, has different taste, and, like, our search engine takes that into consideration. You know, it's not one size fits all. It's, like, personalized search results for everyone. And the reason we do that, or the reason we can do that, is because we have all these awesome check-in data points. So the thing that, like, we're really excited about now is, you know, we're doing all this interesting stuff with, you know, with the consumer app and people checking in. We've got more than 1 million merchants that are now on the Foursquare, have claimed their business, and they can look at the stats for their business. And, like, we give them a dashboard. A lot of these businesses run special offers. You know, if you check in 5 times, you get something for free. On your first check-in, you're entitled to something. We've started working with credit card companies like American Express. So some of those discounts are actually cash back. Hey, if you check in 5 times, when you swipe your credit card, we'll give you $5 back. That's a big deal. And now we're starting to get to the point where, you know, merchants are basically paying us. This is how Foursquare is going to make money, is that they're paying us to help drive traffic into their store. And that's something that we can do that really no one else can do. Like, we can tell users, people trust Foursquare to tell them where to go, and we can help people find coffee shops. And those coffee shops basically pay us for helping bring customers into their place. And that's, that's been our hypothesis since we started the company. Is that gonna work? And now we have enough data to show that, you know what, it actually is working. It works with our 25 million users. It works with our 1 million menus. And so that's really exciting. I think that the next big thing for Foursquare, it's really removing the friction for people. Like, you guys, if you checked in here, it probably takes you 15, 20 seconds to do it. You know, I'm running a version of Foursquare on my phone. Like, I just went to a coffee shop down the street, and as soon as I walked in, my phone buzzed, and it's like, are you at Elite Coffee Shop? And I said,
awesome.
Yes, right? And that's great, because it took you guys 20 seconds. It took me 3 seconds, mm-hmm. right? Eventually, the phone will be just smart enough to know, well, you know, your phone's been in this store for 10 minutes. That means you're probably here. And, like, then we can start to get really smart about a lot of this stuff. That stuff I like. You know, and that's just checking in. You know, what the other stuff that we can do is we can kind of, like, when we listen to the signals that we're getting from your phone, you know, my Foursquare knows right now that I'm in San Francisco, and I'm in this area of San Francisco. I don't spend a lot of time here. I'm only here once a month. I spend a majority of my time in New York, or my phone spends a majority of its time in New York. And so, like, my, you know, my phone knows that I don't know a ton about this neighborhood. I might know more about this part of San Francisco than any other part, but when I walk 10 minutes that direction, my phone's going to know, you've never been over here. You don't know anything about this neighborhood. And that can send signal to Foursquare that lets us know, okay, Dennis is kind of out of his element. Why don't we give him a little bit of advice? Oh, the bar across the street is the place where all of your buddies hang out on Tuesdays. Oh, the place one block down is the one that has the best hamburger in San Francisco. Right? So we think that we can make these things that help you have, like, a better ambient awareness of the city. That, like, you don't have to, like, be in your phone all day long to learn all this stuff. It's just Foursquare will let you know. Like, when you look at your phone, there's a message there. When you walk by something interesting, it'll buzz you. You know, if 5 of your friends are nearby, and, you know, if they're tucked in the back of some bar, as you walk by, your phone should buzz you and be like, whoa, stop. Like, all of your friends are in that building. You should go in there and find them. Go in there and say hi. And so that's the stuff that we can build. Like, that's the stuff that we're in the process of building. And I think that, like, the later, what month is it now, September, you know, you're going to see more of that stuff coming from Foursquare by the end of this year and going into the beginning of next year. And that's, like, that's where it gets really interesting. Like, you know, the iPhone 5 comes out tomorrow. It's significant because it's got a different GPS chip, and we don't know how much better it is. It's got a better battery, and we don't know how much longer we can run the GPS for. It's, you know, every time a new piece of hardware comes out, we get closer to the moment in which we can run a lot of these really interesting background location processes. So, like, that's a big deal. I know everyone makes, like, it's all hyped up, oh, new iPhone, whatever. Like, that's a big deal for us because there's stuff inside of there that can make a lot of the things that we've been thinking about for 10 years possible. It might not be the case. Maybe that phone's not good enough. It might be the Samsung phone that comes out in January. It might be the iPhone 6 that comes out next fall. Well, I don't know when the hardware is going to be ready. But, like, everything that we're building here, it's, you know, we're building this platform, building all this infrastructure that we can deliver those types of services, you know, services that people use now. And